growth curve. Combine the tourism, travel, and hospitality in India. All three are going to grow at an unexplainable level, unprecedented level. In every year, tourists increase. Estimated is around 43 million every year. Have increased, shoot to increase from 2010 to 2013. And in emerging countries, it's going to increase even further, apart from then advanced countries. A gold mine of opportunities. And like I said, India as a country is vast. From the snowfall in Kashmir to the humidity of Mumbai, different climates, all during the same period of time. It's a gold mine of opportunities. And India has not yet exploded. It's yet emerging on the world tourism stage as a major player. Now, when you talk about global leisure travel, there is a segment of hospitality which is cruise. It is one of the most dynamic and the fastest growing component. You know, people would take vast coastline across the world. So people would go from one coastline to the other. And it's allowing the cruisers to move everywhere. India has a large, beautiful coastline, forests, undistributed islands can be a fabulous tourist destination for cruise travelers. You have the Andaman and Nicobar, you have Lakshadweep, you have the Kochis. It's brilliant destinations everywhere. India is also well known for its handicrafts, jewelry, carpets, leather goods, ivory products, brass works. These are main shopping, attractions. Different areas have different handiwork, different cultures. It's estimated that through a survey that nearly 40% of the tourist expenditures are on shopping in India, where they buy exotic stuff. They'll go to a Jaipur and buy a Jaipur hand-woven carpet. They'll go to South India and buy the South Indian sarees. They go to different places and buy different things where they shop on different types of jewelries, they shop on different types of handicrafts. Some of the recent initiatives taken by the government to boost tourism include the grant of export house status to the tourism sector and incentives for promoting private investment in the form of income tax exemptions, interest subsidies, and reduce import duty. Impact of tourism in India, the positive impacts. What are the positive impact? It generates income, generates employment. The more the tourists come in, the more the need for hotels, the more the need for accommodations, the more the need for restaurants, the more the need for people who are going to be serving these restaurants. More the tourists come in, there's more foreign exchange to be earned. They come, they spend in dollars, convert dollars into rupees and spend them. It provides the need for everyone else because tourism is creating economy to preserve heritage. So your national heritages are getting preserved because of that. Prime example is you go to Rajasthan, most of the old palaces are converted to hotels and they're being preserved. Because people come, those are the main attractions for people. It also creates an impact in terms of more trade happens in terms of shopping. So more handicrafts can be sold in these areas. It gives the government and the people incentive for preserving the environment, developing infrastructure, and promoting peace and stability. No one is going to come in a war zone. No one is going to come when there are riots happening. People only come when there is peace. So it allows that process. It gives incentives for people to do those aspects. What are the negative aspects? Everything has a negative aspect. It brings in, tourism brings in seasonal employment. See, I'll give you a prime example. I keep saying Rajasthan. Rajasthan is a desert area. I go to a desert, you don't go in during summertime. So people don't come during summertime. When people don't come during summertime, most of these resorts close down. The need for rooms is only 10% of the total accommodation which is available. So they closed down. So give seasonal employment. These jobs are mainly poorly paid because different segments, affordability of the owners to be paying high amounts is also there. During peak times, there is overcrowding. There's congestion, a lot of intoxications. Promotes prostitution at bad times in different places. Infringes on human rights, local population. It exploits the natural and the cultural resources of the country. And obviously, the more tourists come in, the more vehicles they use, the more pollution. But all in all, see, every good aspect has a negative aspect. Every good impact has a negative impact. Of course, hand in hand. So hospitality and tourism will bring in jobs, but it will exploit the people who are working. Not necessarily, but sometimes it does. Because it's not a fully organized sector. There are corporates which work. There are individuals which also work. So that has. It will bring in more people, so there will be overcrowding. Because there will be overcrowding, there will be misuse of the environment. But also gives you incentive to preserve the environment. It increases pollution levels, but also gives you incentives of keeping the pollution level as low as possible. It uses the natural resources, exploits the cultural resources, but also gives you incentive if to preserve them, because once you preserve them, only will people come. So all these aspects have both negative and positive. It depends on how you use them. So key highlights of the hospitality industry. China, India and Russia are estimated to be the fastest growing regions. Developing countries for the hospitality industry. The reasons for it, the size of each of these countries. The growth of the economy of these countries. The popularity of these countries across the world. The knowledge of these countries across the world, which is increasing. So there is a robust projection of growth, demand, high occupancy level, increasing average room rates, increasing affordability of leisure travel, increasing tourism expenditures are key drivers in these regions. Total number of 41% of respondents each expect their companies to increase procurement. Procurement expenditure over the next 12 months, with only 20% looking to decrease it. Many hospitality companies are grouping themselves to a very large extent, either as limited service organizations or as service intensive organizations. There are price point divisions, budget divisions, economy division, mid-scale, upscale, upper scale, basic divisions being limited service, full service properties. In food service, simpler operations specializing in off-premises, service to guests, takeout, drive-in, in delivery at home, delivery. They've contributed greatly to restaurant sales. Then you have your quick service, QSR. And then there's the table service. Service intensive formats, casual dining. They have grown, all these have shown healthy growth rates across. Let's get to the next topic, role of managers in the hospitality industry. Role of managers in the hospitality industry. Managers are very important in the hospitality industry. It's like, because like I keep saying, it's a service-oriented business. It's a people-oriented business. So managers become the key. They are the crux of the whole operation. They are the ones who manage and lead. They are the leaders of the organization. Three general kinds of objectives which the manager must be concerned, has to be at it at all periods of time, has to make the guest feel at home, has to make the guest feel guests should belong to where they come. So they're entering into my hotel. They should have a feeling of belonging to the hotel. So they can experience the entire friendly mannerism, the etiquettes towards them. All these are managerial aspects. All these are a very important aspect. Like a manager has to create an interesting atmosphere. Has to create goodwill with the guests, has to be interactive with the guests, has to make sure that all the subordinates work, they work as a team. Because at the end of the day, it's people's business. You made a room, you can't do much to the room which you've already made, unless you just completely revamp the room, but then you made that room, you can't do much to that either. What do you add to it? Add to it is the service, the teamwork with the guests. The friendliness with the guests. That's all the manager's responsibility. He's the leader of the pack. He has to make sure that the guest food is hot. You can't serve cold food. You have to make sure that as per what you have your menu is up to standards. They taste good. It's savory for the guests. Whatever they order, you can't serve a cold coffee warm, or you can't serve a hot coffee cold. All those aspects have to be looked at. Rooms must be cleaned thoroughly. They should be spotless. They should be properly sanitized. So the guest doesn't feel he's coming into a room which is being used by somebody else. And frankly speaking, that room was used by somebody else. It was being used by him now. You should feel that the freshness of the room. So all those aspects are in the managerial aspects. They have to ensure that, the whole services which you provide, the whole product which you are selling are generating profits. You have to make sure that profit is achieved. You have to stick to your budgets. You have to stick to your costs. You can't let your costs go haywire. You have to run a productive hospitality operation. You have your practical limitations. Within those limitations, you have to run it. And you have to, obtain the operation goals. COVID-19 was a very challenging time for hospitalities. But what it did was, in its aftermath, it's left a lot of changes in the hospitality industry. And changes move into the way the guests are checked in, checked out, dining experiences, our rooms are clean. But the main change which it did was give a big boost to the IT environment. And it also did another thing. It eliminated a lot of non-performing jobs of the hospitality industry. Person is there for the sake of being there, rather than being in performing or being utilized in a fashion where it could be utilized. So the protocols, IT became a more factor in hospitality industry, and that gave a boost to efficiency of the organization. Like, you created self-check-in kiosks in certain places, digital ordering solutions were sought for. Person could order from a tab in the room. It would automatically be placed. You don't need to pick up the phone and make a call. Contactless payments came in. You tap your card on this. Apps came in for payments. There are certain restaurants which use robots to service your tables. The robot will come. You have to pick up the tray and put it on your table. Robots also now are becoming better. Then you started using robots for cleaning rooms. You have the robotics. Technology is advanced. The booking process, anyway, which has moved online mainly. So now you've got chatbots and different aspects. And AI is now the latest buzz. It's powering everything more. So these things have come into the hospitality industry. Some of the movers driving operational efficiency in the hospitality industry include technology integration, like I said, data analytics, very important. Data analytics provides a better insight into what you're doing. Automation and robotics, like I said just now. Mobile-powered solutions like apps, home delivery apps, menus on the mobile. Instead of giving paper menus, you have a QR code. The person clicks on the QR code, the menu is on his phone. Sustainability practices, learning and development has improved. Supply chain management has been streamlined. And continuous improvement in lean practices, lean principles. With this, I would like to thank you very much for your participation today.